You are listening to a sermon by Catherine Cooper, recorded on Sunday, October 18th, 2020, at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
The first time I read today's lectionary texts, the ones you heard this morning and then the alternate readings for this Sunday, I had no idea what to make of them or what to say. We have all heard the passage from Matthew, the story of the Pharisees trying to trick Jesus with a question about taxes. I was less familiar with the other scriptures, and when looking at all of them together, could not immediately find a thread that tied them all together. On the second and third reads, I figured out which lines were speaking to me, and parsing out why those lines were drawing my attention led me in some interesting directions, and those are going to be what I'm sharing with you this morning. I want to start with the passage from Exodus, particularly the part of the conversation where God tells Moses, "You cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." Moses has been asked to be shown God's ways, to see the glory of God as proof that he has found favor in God's sight. But the glory of God, the face of God in this Old Testament reading is too much for Moses, too much for us. We don't know exactly what would happen if one sees God's face, only that one cannot see it and live. I'll admit that phrasing struck me as rather ominous. And it makes God seem unapproachable, despite the fact that this Old Testament God is one that Moses speaks with directly. God cannot be seen, which is dissonant with the picture that I've always held of God. This is partly because I'm far more familiar and comfortable with the New Testament. This is a God of infinite love, and I find it hard to imagine that seeing God would make it impossible to live. But I also cannot imagine the literal face of God. Trying to do so led me to start thinking about where we see God's face now, in these times. Part of the answer we heard in Dr. Jenny McLaren's message a few weeks ago when she focused on the triune God. Remember what she said, that we as individuals dance in community, that we are the hands and feet, the incarnation of the body of Christ at all times. If we start with acknowledging that we, as many diverse members, make up the body of Christ, then when we are looking at each other, we are seeing part of Christ, part of the triune God. Or, from a secular source that I was reminded of recently, and one that speaks to seeing God in others, from the finale of Les Mis. "And remember the truth that once was spoken, to love another person is to see the face of God." Sometimes it's hard, beyond challenging, to see the face of God in others, in those familiar to us, in strangers, those we disagree with. It can also be challenging to reflect the glory of God in our own lives. This is something that I struggle with sometimes, to see the best in other people, to show the best parts of myself. Sometimes I don't even know where to start, only that I have to start. Think about what Moses asked. "Show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight." It is a constant process of learning God's ways, of putting them into practice. Sometimes that practice starts over every single day, the way one trains oneself into a new habit. For me, one of the ways that I learn and practice is through being church, through being in community and in communion with others. Consider what was written in the letter to the Thessalonians. and you became imitators of us and the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. And what are these examples? What does it look like to be imitators of the Lord and inspired by the Holy Spirit? I think part of the answer is in Jesus' response in the gospel reading from this morning. Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and give to God the things that are God's. Give unto God the things that are God's. For me, two things came to mind when I parsed out this phrase. First, as members of the body of Christ wrapped up in that Trinity, we belong to God. We owe God ourselves, as flawed as we are. Second, if we rephrase the question slightly and we ask what it is that God requires of us, it echoes one of my favorite scripture passages, Micah chapter 6, verse 8. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with your God? Or, in another pair of phrases from just a few short verses later in Matthew chapter 22, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. To love another person is to see the face of God. Through growing up in and participating in churches, regardless of denomination, I have been able to see the people around me living out these words, giving unto God what is God's. I have experienced the grace they offer, the wisdom and patience through acts of generosity, hospitality, kindness, large and small. I am sure that each of us have had people in our lives who exemplify these practices for us. I would like to take a moment, just a few seconds, for each of us to think of one person who has exemplified living these words, has reflected God's grace and glory for you. I will keep the time. And though we may not know it, there have been moments where we have been that exemplification for others. Moments we may not remember, moments that would surprise us if we knew. This is where we can see the face of God, reflected in the faces of those around us, strangers, friends, loved ones. These faces reflecting God's glory are not too much for us to see. We just have to look. Where are people acting justly, kindly, walking in God's way?